KSDP, 830 AM in Sandpoint, K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove, KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay, KFPS, 88.1 FM in Falls Pass, and KKQA, 88.1 FM in Akutan, Alaska.
There's a spring in the mountain, and it flows down to the town.
From NPR Music and produced by West Virginia Public Broadcasting, with support provided by Bailey Glasser. Welcome to another Mountain Stage with our host, Kathy Matea.
There's a song in my heart, just a simple little tune. But the rhythm and the melody won't leave me alone. Around the world, it's just a simple song. This world is turning round, a simple song.
Thank you, thank you. Hello, and welcome once again to Mountain Stage, live performance radio from the mountain state of West Virginia. I'm Kathy Matea, and we are at our home, the Culture Center Theater here in Charleston, West Virginia. Thanks to all of you here for joining us, and to all of you out there listening on the radio as well. We've got some of the best in roots and acoustic music ready for you today. In our next hour, one of the most distinctive voices in all of bluegrass music. You know him from his time in Alison Krauss's Union Station. You know him as the singing voice of George Clooney. And you probably know him as just one of the best in any kind of music. Dan Tominski is back with us. We are also thrilled to welcome back another true favorite of ours. He's a journeyman singer-songwriter who plays lots of instruments. He's collaborated with everyone from Tim O'Brien to Robert Plant. Daryl Scott is here. Later in this hour, a mandolin player, songwriter, and bandleader stepping out on his own after stints in a few beloved groups. We'll hear Jacob Jolliffe and the Jacob Jolliffe Band. And in just a bit, a Nashville-based duo with unmatched chemistry and harmony that sounds like one voice. Kieran Kane and Raina Gellert are back with us. But we're going to start the show with a five-piece band based in Dublin, Ireland. They are founded and led by brother and sister songwriting team Dave and Louise Holden, and they've been making music for over 15 years now. They sit squarely at the crossroads of traditional Irish and Appalachian music, and their sound has a unique flavor of both, bridging the gap between Ireland and Nashville. They've toured extensively, not only in the UK, but a lot in North America as well, building their following in listening rooms and festivals, including Merle Fest, the Edmonton Folk Festival, and Rocky Grass, among many others. They've recorded 5 albums, and their most recent is called Turn Your Face to the Sun on Compass Records, and it went 1 on the Irish charts as soon as it was released. They're here for the second time tonight. Please welcome back to the Mountain Stage, I Draw Slow.
Thank you, Kathy. This is called The Lighthouse Daughter.
Rocky plain, so I found myself a husband I could fend for. I took Matilda Winter as my name. I did what he asked, and it came when he called. I never really loved that man at all. Helped helped him raise his sons and work his mill. But I came to live my life for Monday morning, climbing to a lighthouse on a hill. I delivered flowers to the keeper. He kept the light above the Hooper Strait. And Mondays at the wet end of the walkway, the keeper's daughter, Georgia, held the gate. She never said a word, she took me by the hand. It didn't take long for me to understand. I finally found what I was looking for. The keeper kept his eye on the North Atlantic. You know he never saw the trouble on shore. 'Cause I fell for the lighthouse daughter before I put my foot in the water. I didn't know what my poor heart was for. I fell for the lighthouse daughter, praise to the waves that brought her. These same waves that washed me from her shore. Georgia in the lamp room, polishing the storm panes in her dress. Well, she was rowing her three brothers to the schoolhouse, and I spent that summer trying to love her less. The miller's at the mill and his wife's not home. It didn't take long for his thoughts to roam, led him to the lighthouse and her gate. Well, he tore me from Georgia Norwood, and he threw me from the cliffs at Hooper Strait. Where I fell for the lighthouse daughter before I put my foot in the water. I didn't know what my poor heart was for. I fell for the lighthouse daughter, praise to the waves that brought her. These same waves that washed me from her shore. People built the tower before Commander Norwood lit the lantern, before my Georgia baked the miller's flour. And oh, the ocean looked so peaceful from the lighthouse, and you can hardly see the shoal beneath the swell. You can only hear the roar of the North Atlantic. You know you'll never hear the tale I have to tell. 'Cause I fell for the lighthouse daughter before I put my foot in the water. I didn't know what my poor heart was for. I fell for the lighthouse daughter, praise to the waves that brought her. These same waves that washed me from her shore.
Thank you so much. That was the first song of the first gig of our tour this year. So, hey, thanks for helping us do that. We're going to play a song now called About a Bird in an Airport Terminal. This one was written about an actual bird in Dulles Airport in DC that got trapped inside the airport as we were waiting to board our plane. And so we wrote a song about that bird. So we dedicate it to the bird, although he or she is almost certainly dead by now.
There's a bullfinch in the terminal on the wrong side of the glass. I take my shoes off at security and I have hope I don't get past. 'Cause I've been trying to get some distance between your world and mine, but it's a path of some resistance. I'm not free just because I'm flying, and I swore when I left you last time that was the last time I'd ever leave. If I soared right out of the atmosphere, you'd still have a hold on me. So I board when they call a number, 'cause I know where I need to be. If I change my mind, I can always find you. Left of the devil, right of the deep blue sea. Right of the deep blue sea. And if I ever
burn in the terminal,
take the low road,
and it's never getting out of here,
well, I know I'll meet you there. And you're gonna pull me into the bathroom. I will trade that diamond stare. So I check my pockets for any evidence. I wanna leave without a trace. And the destination,
I've been feeling the resistance.
You know it hardly matters
anywhere I run to. I'm gonna find you in every place.
The last time I'd ever leave. If I soared right out of the atmosphere, you'd still have a hold on me. So I board when they call the number, 'cause I know where I need to be. If I changed my mind, I can always find you. Left of the devil, right of the deep blue sea. Right of the deep blue sea. Was the last time I'd ever leave. If I soared out of here, you'd still have a hold on me. So I board when they call the number, 'cause I know where I need to be. If I changed my mind, I can always find you. Left of the devil, right of the deep blue sea. Right of the deep blue sea.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
myself and my brother Dave now are going to sing a country song that we wrote one night, stumbling home from somewhere.
Yes.
Which is the only way you can write a good country song.
We wrote this a few years ago, and we've never really recorded it. We can never really quite think what to do with it. So we thought we'd do Mountain Stage to it.
Yeah.
Then we'll play it here.
This is called Don't Kiss on My Bar. We used to listen to a lot of Kris Kristofferson growing up, so this is for him. I've had too much alone time, not near enough wine. What you do in your own time,
that's no business of mine. Well, you say you're in love now, and while I believe that you are, I don't drink in your bedroom, so don't kiss to my bar. There's a song that you box that I just can't resist. It's the right combination, a blend of self-pity and bliss. I can see your lips moving, I can see you both swinging along. I don't darken your doorway, please don't dance to my song. I don't sleep with your shirt on, I might whisper your name. You can't hold me to blame for my dreams, 'cause I don't pass the hurt on, I just stitch myself up at the seams. And it's stronger I'm getting, well, my lip doesn't curl when you talk to your girl, but don't push me too far. Don't kiss in my bar. I could sit here for hours, staring back at myself. Same old eyes in the mirror, same old heart on the shelf. It's a form of protection to never reveal who you are, and to jail your reflection behind optics and bottleneck bars. I don't sleep with your shirt on, I might whisper your name. You can't hold me to blame for my dreams, because I don't pass the hurt on, I just stitch myself up at the seams. I think you know what I mean, it's stronger I'm getting. Well, my lip doesn't curl when you talk to your girl, but don't push me too far. I didn't cry at your wedding, so don't kiss in my bar. I don't drink in your bedroom, so don't you kiss in my bar.
Thank you. Skip guys back on stage here. Thank you, that's been great. You've been good. We've only got one more tune, unfortunately. We'd like to, by the way, I'm just going to quickly introduce the band, because we have two guys on stage here tonight that we've never actually played with before. Ryan and Justin. Justin on the bass and Ryan on the banjo there. So round of applause. This is their first time playing with us.
And Justin from Nashville.
It's been Adrian Hart on the fiddle there. He's played loads. Don't clap for him. He knows what he's doing. Yeah. No, do clap for him. He's good.
This is called Twin Sisters.
This is called Twin Sisters. This is an old Appalachian one that we put some words to. And we're out on the road at the moment. We're doing a tour around the East. So it's on addresslow.com if you want to have a look.
Thank you.
of you. Well, I was yours, she was mine. A sister, no, the sister's mine. Just because we look the same, you're never gonna take my darling's name. But what did I do? What did I do? What did I do?
Yes, sir. They are known for their ambitious videos featuring prominent actors and directors. Aidan Gillen from Game of Thrones has started one, and they have worked with prominent directors Hugh O'Connor and Ronan Fox. Their latest album is called Turn Your Face to the Sun on Compass Records. That was I Draw Slow. It's time to welcome our singer, Julie Adams, to the stage. As always, she'll be joined by this great mountain stage band. That's Ron Soul, the leader of the band, back there on acoustic guitar. Michael Lipton and Ryan Kennedy are our electric guitarists. Bob Thompson is over at the piano. Steve Hill is on bass. And Ahmed Solomon is our drummer. And tonight, sitting in on fiddle is our friend Jesse Milnes. Yes. Julie's chosen a Fred Eagle Smith song this week, recorded by Blackie and the Rodeo Kings, 49 Tons. Please welcome Julie Adams.
Out in my backyard, the boys in blue were calling my name. Semi-automatic up on a rooftop, they just want to talk to me. I told them what they wanted to hear, only thing I knew. 49 tons of diesel locomotive couldn't drag me back to you. Baby, everywhere you look, there's a runaway train. Play my heart like a bottleneck, baby. Running up and down, pulling its strings. Everywhere you go, everybody knows you're looking for someone to do. 49 tons of diesel locomotive couldn't drag me back to you. If I was a brakeman, if I was an engineer, swing it till I was blue. 49 tons of diesel locomotive couldn't drag me back to you. Couldn't drag me back to you. 49 tons of diesel locomotive couldn't drag me back to you. 49 tons of diesel locomotive couldn't drag me back to you. 49 tons of diesel locomotive couldn't drag me back to you.
Julie Adams, 49 Tons by Fred Eagle Smith. You're listening to Mountain Stage, live performance radio from the mountain state of West Virginia. Remember, if you missed part of Mountain Stage or you want to hear something again, you can visit the podcast section of mountainstage.org. Each podcast includes songs not heard on the radio and the complete finale song. If you enjoy the show, take a moment to subscribe, and please leave a review wherever it is that you listen. Our next guests are a duo who play soulful, groove-oriented roots music. They are musical kindred spirits who met at the famed Hardly Strictly Bluegrass Festival. They began to collaborate and eventually decided to record together as a duo. He was half of the 80s duo, the O'Kanes, and has enjoyed a successful solo career, as well as having much success as a Nashville songwriter. She grew up in a musical family, turned to Appalachian music at a young age, and became an accomplished old-time fiddler and curator of tunes. She was also a member of the acclaimed roots music band Uncle Earl. They take a restrained and roots-oriented approach to both songs and arrangements, and they have a new album. It's their fourth together, called simply Volume 4, on Dead Reckoning Records. And by the way, they wanted me to say that they are the best-looking couple I've ever seen. Please welcome back to the Mountain Stage, Kieran Kane and Raina Gellert.
One, two, three, go.
Art school, art house, art Blakey. I'm loving what you're digging on lately. Cool cat, cool head, cool breeze, your mind. Good food, good faith, good graces. High bar, high stakes, high places. In Dutch and deep in all your mind. seeing clear, seeing you, seeing double. I'm in my friend, the end of mine. Never know how it's all gonna shake down. Got a plan till it all starts to break down. Only thing I can be sure of, your mind. Your mind. Shake down, got a plan till it all starts to break down. Only thing I can be sure of, your mind, your mind, your mind.
Thank you. Welcome to our portion of the Mountain Stage program. We're going to do a few songs off a new record that we just put out, cleverly titled Volume 4. It's our fifth album, actually. No, I'm kidding. It's actually our fourth. This is a song I wrote with a good friend of mine, Jamie O'Hara, when we had a band called the O'Kanes, and it was recorded a couple of years ago by Don Williams and Keith Urban as a duet. 2, 3, go. Imagine that. Thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We're going to do, we've got one of the great all-time fiddle players up here on the bandstand, and we would be crazy if we didn't ask her to play a fiddle tune for you. And I think this one is called...
Saddle Up the Gray.
Saddle Up the Gray.
Learned it from an old 78 RPM record of Carter Brothers and Son. Kieran Kane on the old-time guitar.
This is a tune called Graybird off of a EP that we did a few years ago on Raina. Hope you enjoy it.
From you, and I'll wait again tomorrow with a mind that cannot seem to rest. Oh, how I'm filled with sorrow.
I've given you my heart as constant as the sun, while yours is like that gray. For anyone.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. So we got, I think, time for a couple more quick ones here. I'd just like to say a word about the next song, and that sometimes we write songs about what we're feeling about things that are going on. And this is one of them, and we'll get a lot of criticism from sometimes because people are like, well, we don't want to know what your political views are. And we don't actually think of these songs as political songs. I mean, standing up to tyranny and being in favor of the rights in the Constitution don't seem political to us. They seem patriotic. And so so we'd like to do a patriotic song for you.
2, 3, go.
People crossing bridges, filling up the house, shouting from the rooftops, try to stop us now. You can't turn a raging river, hold back a rolling stone. My, my, everybody's doing it. My, my, everybody's doing it. My, my, what you gonna do about it? What you gonna do about it? What you gonna do about it? Well, patience is not a virtue that we can afford. Head bowed down in silence, praying on a just reward. Not gonna wait on changes that never seem to come. My, my, everybody's doing it. My, my, everybody's doing it. My, my, what you gonna do about it? What you gonna do about it? What you gonna do about it? Of Kentucky, the hills of Tennessee, the ribbon fields of Kansas, now everybody sees. You can't turn a raging river, hold back a rolling stone. My, my, everybody's doing it. My, my, everybody's doing it. My, my, everybody's doing it. My, my, what you gonna do about it? 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 What you gonna do about it?
Thank you very much. So we're going to close out with another track off the new record. As soon as Raina gets her guitar hooked up here. This is, I think, our third time on the show, yeah. So it must be like five or so. Anyway, I did play this song back in 2008 on this very stage. But we decided to record our version of it. Thank you for being here for our portion of the program. We do appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks to Adam and Kathy, yeah. And just everybody over
everybody
here that you don't get to see that make all this happen.
And also, though we actually, maybe I shouldn't say that we actually were already planning on playing this song, but we got it. We got a special request for this one. A woman named Heidi asked us to send this one out to her friend Anne. So this is for Anne.
2, 3, go. Someday we'll roll away the stone that we've carried for so long. All our burdens will be gone. I can't wait. We will find our way to an understanding of all views, and no prayer should be refused. I can't wait.
Just beautiful. Wow. Kieran has had songs recorded by Alan Jackson, John Prine, Emmylou Harris, and more, including yours truly. Raina has collaborated with Abigail Washburn, Robin Hitchcock, and many others, and their new album is called Volume 4 on Dead Reckoning Records. That was Kieran Kane and Raina Gellert. We hope you'll take a look at our website, mountainstage.org. There you'll find links to our podcast, and you can follow us on just about every form of social media. And of course, we invite you to follow us to our next live show. You can find out where we'll be and get your tickets at mountainstage.org. Next on the show is a mandolin phenom who's made a name for himself as one of the new generation of virtuosos in contemporary bluegrass music and beyond. He was born into a musical family in Newburgh, Oregon. His dad started him on the mandolin when he was 7, and he was required to practice 10 minutes a day. After 6 months, something clicked, and he was hooked, and he started practicing several hours a day, and he's been doing that for 20 years now. He attended Berklee College of Music on a full scholarship, and in 2012, he won the USA National Mandolin Championship in Winfield, Kansas. He's a past member of the award-winning band Joy Kills Sorrow and the progressive bluegrass ensemble Yonder Mountain String Band. A few years ago, he formed his own group. They've released 3 albums. The most recent is Instrumentals Volume 2, Mandolin Mysteries. Please welcome back to the Mountain Stage for the first time with his own band, the Jacob Jolliffe Band.
Woo! sure they shall be, and the angels are holding up this ladder for me. As I climb this gospel ladder, always hitting every sand, I know my Savior's with me and he's teaching me to climb. Every day that I'm climbing, there's a battle for me. At the top of this ladder is another victory. They're holding up the ladder that I'm climbing on. I'm climbing up the ladder and I'm going home. At the top of the ladder, oh, what joy there shall be. And the angels are pulling up this ladder for me. Time.